You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast is Sister Bounding Grace from Minister Van. Amen. Her topic today will be From Woe Is Me to Greater Is He. Amen. Before we bring her on, amen, I want to remind you, amen, that the alabaster box, amen, adoration is coming up on Monday, this coming Monday, with my good friend and amazing young man, Evangelist Lewis McAway. So he'll be here on Monday, amen, for adoration, amen. Let me just go ahead and announce these, and if you don't mind, the Alabaster Box with Pastor Carla Johnson, every 4th Saturday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan, it's Wednesday at 7 p.m. And Lifeline with Apostle Sean, every first Monday at 7 p.m. Bold and the Beautiful Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Anna Cunningham, it's every second Saturday at 10 p.m. And then, of course, we hear Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Amen. The dial-in number for that is conference call is 641-715-3580. That's 732-499. Don't forget about Friday Night Joy with myself, amen, and the Bread of Life on Sunday, both shows at 7. And, of course, you got Declare and Finish Work with Reverend Pat Rambler Thursday at 12 noon. Amen. So here's the round of grace with. We're here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Minister Van is in a new series, From Woe Is Me to Greater Is He. I encourage you to go back and listen to the previous broadcast. You can do so by going to Blog Talk Radio / When Christians Speak, or go to ChristiansSpeak.com. Check us out on our Facebook page, When Christians Speak, and like us and send us some messages. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by going to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Amen. Don't forget also that you can donate or sow a seed into this ministry. You can do that by going to whenchristianspeak.com and clicking on the Donate Now button, and everything is done through PayPal. Amen. So there you have it, man. Let's go ahead and get started. I'm excited about what God going to do with this message from Woe Is Me to Greater Is He. That sounds awesome. So go get in contact with somebody, let somebody know, share this message. Man, God bless.
Well, hello, praise the Lord. How are you? This is Minister Van with When Christians Speak Talk Radio, and I'm just here this evening just to share a few words of encouragement with you. As you know, all of us need to encourage each other. We could all use some words of encouragement, particularly in these very trying times. Tonight's message will be called From Woe Is Me to Greater Is He. From Woe Is Me to Greater Is He. And our main text will be taken from 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, thanking you, Father, for giving us another opportunity to serve you, Father. Thanking you, Lord God, for this vessel, Lord God, for this venue, Lord God, this broadcast, Father, where we can get the word out to of encouragement to your people, Father. Lord, you said in your word that when it goes forth, it would never return unto you void, that it would go out and accomplish that which you have purposed for it to accomplish. So we're going to claim that right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your listening audience, Lord God, for whatever people are standing in need of, that they'll just be reminded that they've got all they need through Christ, and that you are the greatest weapon against anything. Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for listening ears, and that You would touch the hearts and minds of your people, Lord God, that they would be sensitive to the leading of your spirit, and that these words would be encouragement, not just for them, but that they can go out and encourage someone else. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. From woe is me to greater is he. Is there anyone who can honestly say that the spirit of despair or the spirit of fear has not touched you at any one time or another? Is there anyone who could honestly say that the spirit of loneliness or the spirit of disappointment has not touched you at any one time or another? Despair, fear, loneliness, disappointment, hopelessness. These things may touch us in different times, at difficult times, in dry seasons, and tough surroundings. But God truly is our refuge, and God in the midst of it all is who we need to lean and depend on. How many of you at one time or another, perhaps even at this very moment, are seeking shelter from these times of despair, from these times of fear, from these times of loneliness? How many of you at one time or another, perhaps even at this very moment, are seeking shelter from disappointments, from hopelessness? You know God exists. You know God is well able. You believe in him. You know what he's done for you many times in the past. You know what he can do. But here you are, surrounded by a sea of despair, and you need just a touch from God. You need to know that it's okay. You need to know that God is still in control. You need to know that regardless of what may be going on around you, regardless of what people are saying to you, regardless of what the circumstances seem, you need to know that there's a much bigger person than any problem. There is something much bigger than any circumstance. There is something much, much bigger than anything you could even think or imagine. And no, he's not a person. He is God. And because of him, God our Father, we can rest in his arms because he's our daddy. Yes, there is shelter in the midst of the storm. I'm here to encourage you for just a few minutes. I want to encourage you that all hope is not gone. I'm here to encourage you that right now, trouble does not last always. I'm here to encourage you right now that weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. I'm here to encourage you right now that God still cares, that God still understands, and that God still knows all about your struggles, that he has not forgotten you. I'm here to encourage you right now that God changes not, that God is much, much bigger than anything. I'm here to encourage you that even in the midst of heartache, that even in the midst of headache, that even in the midst of physical suffering, even in the midst of disappointments, God still is. And because of God's faithfulness, in spite of your fear, because of God's protection, in spite of your circumstances, because of God's love, in spite of your loneliness, because of God's wisdom, in spite of your doubt, I'm here to encourage you right now that you can have hope in a brighter future. I'm here to encourage you right now that in spite of your disappointment, there is God. And you can go from woe is me to greater is he. I'm here to encourage you that you can move from despair to hope, from disappointment to contentment, from sadness to joy, from trials to triumphs. I'm here to encourage you right now that you are not alone, because he promised to always be with you even to the very end. I'm here to encourage you right now that you need not wallow in self-pity or condemnation, because we do not serve a God who is a God of condemnation. We serve a God of conviction. We serve a God who is mightier than the sword. Praise God. We serve a God who is greater in us than what is in the world. Praise God. I'm here to encourage you right now that you can grab a hold of the peace that comes from God. In spite of turmoil, there is peace that man can't give you, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You see, in John 14 and 27, the Word of God lets us know, and Jesus is speaking here. He says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of God, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. These are God. These are Jesus' words. He's telling us that he's leaving us with a beautiful gift, a gift of peace. This peace surpasses all understanding. How often do you feel like David felt when he penned these words in Psalms 55? And David says, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Don't hide yourself when I cry to you." The second verse, "Hear me, Lord. Listen to me. For I groan and weep beneath my burden of woe." The third verse, "My enemies shout against me and threaten me with death. They surround me with terror and plot to kill me. Their fear and hatred rise to engulf me." Fourth verse, "My heart is anguished within me. Stark fear overpowers me." Fifth verse, "Trembling and horror overwhelms me." Then David says in the sixth verse, "Oh, for wings like a dove to fly away and rest. I would fly to the far off deserts and stay there. I would flee to some refuge from all this storm." How many of you have been there? How many of you can identify with David when he was trying to get away from someone who was trying to destroy him? He was trying to get away from Saul and so many other enemies that he had. And he said he could just slip away. David said, if I could just fly away to the far off desert and stay there. David said he would flee to some refuge. Are you, my friend, seeking refuge, seeking rest from everything that's overwhelming you today? How many know that God truly is the shelter? And God is the shelter that will give you this rest. You just got to trust him at his word. You see, in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the 7th and 8th verse, this is encouragement to us. "Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." The 8th verse says, and get this, "For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." You see, this is a promise. This is a promise of inner strength. This lets us know that even though trouble is in the world, and even though more trouble will come into the world, we who trust in the Lord shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. Though winds may blow and though storms may come, the inner strength that comes from God, shall sustain us. You see, Jeremiah knew what he was talking about. He knew this because at that time there was sin of the nation. How many know there was sin in the land today? You see, during this time, God's sentence of exile will be upon the land. However, those who have a relationship with the Lord, who walk in the assurance that they will remain strong and vital, they'll be like a tree with its own source of water. Whatever comes, those who trust in the Lord will remain strong, not of your own strength, but you will rely on the strength of the Lord. You have got to remain faithful. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, you, my sister, can claim this promise. Blessed are you who trust in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. So stay planted, my brother. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Stay focused, stay planted, and claim the promise of the Lord. Stay planted. Don't look to your left and don't look to your right. Stay planted. Don't look back like Lot's wife did. Just stay planted and look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Perhaps you can recall a time that things felt good, that you knew you were surrounded by the peace of God, and you said to yourself, "Wow, if only I could stay here, sheltered right here, this is good. If only I could stay right here, sheltered from the storms of life, sheltered from the distractions, sheltered from the stuff. If only I could stay here, right here in this sanctuary, I know I'll be all right. If only I could always feel this way, just like I feel his presence right now in this holy place, I know I'll be all right. For surely the Lord is in this place." Well, you can. You can be in that state of mind right now. You can be in that state of mind right now. For don't you know that God is a spirit, and he who worships him must worship him in spirit and in truth? This is another reason why it's so important to surround yourselves with your brothers and sisters, for unity is strength. In a time when people are moving away from the traditional church and thinking they can do things on their own, We need to know that we need to rely on each other. We need each other. We need to support each other. We need to encourage each other. It's so important as brothers and sisters in Christ that we unite as a Christian family. Do you remember the last time you were in the physical church? Maybe it was last Sunday. Maybe it was last night. Maybe it was a week ago. At any rate, as you felt his presence, his anointing had filled the house, and you wanted nothing more than just rest and abide right there in that peaceful place. Something about being in the presence of your brothers and sisters. How many know there is strength in numbers? There is strength in numbers. But you see, you had to get there first, didn't you? Perhaps there were all sorts of obstacles, things going on in your head, trying to get you, keep you from getting there. Once you came, you found you were able to draw strength from your sister. Once you came, you realized that you weren't the only one experiencing a situation. Once you came, you heard something that confirmed, this is what? This is why I need to be here today. This is why I need to be here tonight. Once you came, you knew, you just knew, and you were glad that you didn't miss out on this opportunity. Why is it so important to go to a gas station where you are about when you are about to run out of gas because you need to get refilled? Why is it important to get a tune-up when your car before your car starts rattling, shaking, and stalling? Because you need to get a fix. But wait, there may come a time when you can't get to the physical building. How many know that you've got to get to that secret place of the Most High, and that this secret place is not a physical place, it's a spiritual place. When you find yourself feeling like despair or disappointment is swallowing you up, get to that secret place. When you find yourself feeling like doubt and weariness is wearing you down, get to that secret place. When you find yourself feeling like sorrow and pain is grabbing at you, get to that secret place. When you feel like all hope is gone, stop trusting your feelings and get to that secret place. When you feel like your get up and go has gotten up and went, you go to that secret place. What place are you talking about, my sister? The secret place of the Most High God, where you allow His Spirit to speak to your spirit, and where you take confidence in the fact that no weapon formed against you will ever prosper because you are a true child of the King. Get to that secret place where you can rest and abide in His words and allow His words to abide in you. Get to that secret place where you are truly abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Get to that secret place and start praising Him for who He is. Start praising Him not because of what you want from Him, but start praising Him because of who He is. When you start to meditate and praise on His goodness and of His grace and all of who He is, just magnificent God, awesome God, the God our Creator, the God our Father, the God who clothes you, the God who is your daddy, the God who cares more about you than you care about yourself, the God who loves you in spite of how you love Him, the God of God, the Lord of Lords. When you start praising Him and worshiping Him because of who He is, but then you can start praising Him because of what He's already done. Praise Him because you know without a shadow of a doubt that the best is still yet to come. Get to that secret place where you worship Him with all your heart and with confidence you know that eyes have not seen nor have ears heard what God has in store for you. Why? Because you trust Him. Get to that secret place and move from the woe is me to the greater is He. Many times you may find yourself in a woe is me syndrome. You allow your circumstances to dictate how you're going to respond. Woe is me. Is there anybody that's going through as much stuff as I'm going through right now? Woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody feels my pain. Nobody can truly understand what I'm going through. Woe is me. It's time, my sister, it's time, my brother, to move from the pity party, woe is me, to the promise party of greater is He. Let me say that again. It's time to move from the pity party of woe is me to the promise party of greater is He. Greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. Greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. From woe is me to greater is He. You see, God's word gives us a promise of hope, hope for a brighter future. We don't know what the future holds in this world, but God told us in the word, don't worry about tomorrow, for He's got that. We don't know what the future holds, But we know who holds the future, a promise of good hope, the promise. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Yes, even in the midst of bad situations, we have hope. Yes, we can take courage and be encouraged, knowing that confidence comes and trusting and believing in the one who holds our future. So I'm here to encourage you. Yes, you can move from the state of woe is me to the state of greater is he. When you know who the greater is he is, when you know who we're talking about, when you know who we're talking about, the master, the father, the one that created us in his own image, the one who sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Father. When you know that you know that you know that the trust is not in this world, that the trust is not in the things of this world, that the trust is not in people, but it's in the one who made the world, then you already know you are an overcomer. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith, praise God. Hebrews lets us know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I can't go by what I see. I can't go by what I feel. I can't go by what people say. I can't go by what I hear. I got to go by faith, and faith in God alone. Now faith is. He gives me faith for now, and tomorrow he'll give me faith for then. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm hoping, I'm trusting, I'm believing in God. 1 John 5:5 say, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? How long, my sister, will you remain in a woe is me state? How long, my brother, will you allow the woe is me syndrome to rule you? How long? You need to rise up. Stand up in your God-given image. Shake off this syndrome of woe is me and live in a state of trusting him for the greater one that lives in you. Don't be moved by your circumstances, but be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing, trusting, and believing that your work is not in vain in the Lord. You've got to move from the state of woe is me to the state of greater is he who is in me. For in this state of trusting the greater is he, you will allow the joy that surpasses all understanding, praise God, to surround you. For in this state of trusting the greater one who lives in you, fear will have no place. For you will live in that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. And thank him for your sound mind. Thank him for your sound mind. Thank him for that love. Thank him for being compassionate towards you. Thank him. When you move from the state of woe is me to the state of greater is he, you would go to Jesus when trouble and restlessness comes. You rest in him, just like Matthew 11:28, where Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, anxiety will have no stronghold in your life. See, I'm moving from a woe is me to a greater is he. When you move from the state of woe is me to the state of greater is he, confusion, my friend, has got to flee. You will live in scripture such as, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James 1:5. See, I'm moving from woe is me to greater is he. You need to say that to yourself. Say it to yourself when you're feeling down. No, I'm going to move from woe is me to greater is he. Greater is he that's in me than he who is in the world. I'm just here to encourage you, brothers and sisters. I'm just here to encourage you that you can count on God's faithfulness and God's word to strengthen you. When you move from the state of woe is me to greater is he, depression will have to flee. When you go to God, Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Is your heart searching for God right now? Is your soul thirsting for him right now? Do you have a thirst after righteousness right now? Are you motivated by serving him right now? You see, when you move from the state of woe is me to greater is he, you won't be concerned about not knowing what exactly to pray for during difficult situations. You will rely on his spirit. Romans 8th chapter, the 26th verse says, likewise, the spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. When you move from the state of woe is me to greater is he, despair will have no place in your life. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried about and to the midst of the sea, you will still trust him. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. His truth endureth to all generations. When you move from the state of woe is me to greater is he, you will lean not to your own understandings, but you will learn to encourage yourself just like David did. You know, sometimes we look to others to encourage us, and it's good when we can encourage each other, but how much better is it when you can encourage yourself? Speak to yourself. Say things like David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? If you got to get into a mirror and look at yourself eyeball to eyeball, neck to neck, look at yourself and say, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalms 42:11. Take comfort, my brother. Take comfort, my sister. Even though the devil goes about as a roaring lion, take comfort that God's already taken care of that problem. God already defeated the devil. So that problem you thought you had, give it over to Jesus. And let the promise keeper take control. Let the promise keeper take control. God is faithful. God is faithful. So much faithful. So much more faithful to us than we are to him. We need to get on board. We need to get on board and go from the woe is me to greater is he. God loves us so much. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what you're experiencing right now. I don't need to know. God knows. God knows, God understands, and God cares. He's the same God as he was yesterday. The word of God tells us God is the same yesterday, today, and for now. He changes not. We know he changes the heart and minds of people. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. I'm going to be leaving you in a little bit, but I want to encourage you that don't give up hope. Let your hope be in God, and God, the author and finisher of your faith. Don't give up, my brother. Don't give up, my sister. Yes, these are weary times we're living in. And yes, I know it seems dark and dreary, but guess what? Go to the light. Go to the light. For there is light at the end of the tunnel. You go to the light. You may be going through some darkness, but guess what? You go through the darkness. You're not going to stay there. You're going through. You're not going to stay there. You're going to get to that light. For that light is Jesus. That light is Jesus. Now, perhaps you've been listening to me, but you really don't know about this light. So then, if that's the case, you cannot get from the woe is me to greater is he, because you don't know what we're talking about. I want to ask you this evening, are you saved? You see, we do not want to assume that everyone listening has accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. For those who are not saved, for those who are unsure of your salvation, I want you to listen very carefully. At the end of the day, when you breathe your last breath, or when Jesus comes back, have you given any thought to what your destiny will be? Is it heaven or is it hell? Yes, my friend, there is a hell as surely as there is a heaven. Have you already accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and are you saved? Meaning, have you acknowledged that God sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins? Have you asked for forgiveness? Have you repented of your sins and by faith have you received his forgiveness? You see, Romans 10:9 says that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You need to admit that you are a sinner, because Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is no righteous, none, not one. Then you need to be willing to turn from your sin, that is to repent. Then you need to believe that Jesus Christ died for you, that Jesus Christ was buried and he rose from the dead. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Through prayer, you can invite Jesus into your heart right now to become your personal Savior. For Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So you can pray this prayer with me. If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, if you have not asked God to forgive you of your sins, then you can say this prayer with me right now. And right now, by faith, you can claim your salvation. So I'm going to go slow and you can repeat after me. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood. I believe that he died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I now invite Christ to come into my heart and to my life as my personal Savior. Lord, I thank you for saving me. Amen. Now, if you've just trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, you've just begun a wonderful new life in him. So what do you need to do next? Well, next steps are you need to get a good Bible, a good study Bible. You need to read your Bible every day to get to know Jesus Christ. You need to talk to God in prayer. Talk to him just like you would talk to a friend. Talk to him. You need to get baptized. You need to worship and fellowship and serve with other Christians in a local church where Christ is preached and where the Bible is the final authority. And then don't be selfish with this thing. You need to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I hope this these words have been encouraging to you this evening. I truly hope that you will rest and abide in his word, knowing that weeping may endure for a night, but the joy cometh in the morning. I truly hope that you will know, without a shadow of a doubt, that greater is he in you than he who is in the world. Stay focused and know that he loves you so very much, and that we, at When Christians Speak Talk Radio, love you as well. Now, before I leave this evening, I just a shout out to my husband of 42 years tomorrow, Rick Williams. I thank God for bringing us through 42 years as of tomorrow, and I just love him, and whether he's listening, I hope he is. I want him to know that I love him. I thank God for him. I thank God for how he's blessed our marriage, and guess what? God is not a God that would do for one and not for the other. Just as he's blessed me in my marriage, he'll do the same for you. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is trust him. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So there you have it, man. Minister Van from Woe is Me to Greater Is He. What an awesome word, man. That was really, really good. I got to call her up and say, "Sister, you preach and you taught." Amen. So, yeah, please share this, man. This is an awesome word of God. I mean, it encouraged me and everything, and I know for a fact it would encourage you. So please check her up. Continue to support this ministry. Please share. Through social media and everything. There's a link that you can share it through and all that. So do this, man, and stay tuned, man. I don't believe this. She's finished with this series. I don't believe she's finished with this message. I think there's more. From Woe Is Me to Greater Is He. What an awesome word, man. I'm going to do a lot of sharing because we need to hear words like this. You know, because all of us go through a stage where we have pity parties and stuff. And God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to be strong and know who we are in him and everything. But you and I both know when trials and tribulation comes, man, it's be hard out there for a brother. You'd be like, why? You know, but we got to become more mature in him where we're able to go through those things victoriously, you know. Because Jesus paid the price for it all. Amen. So, therefore, y'all be blessed. Know that I love you. This has been When Christians Speak Talk Radio. His Abounding Grace with Minister Van. Again, his message has been, From Woe Is Me to Greater Is He. Be blessed, everybody.